Good morning, Bunty. I see you've brought the rain with you. So we've been waiting for rain, so people tell me it's a very good thing for the garden, so thank you very much. Anyway, I have the great privilege and pleasure of introducing Bunty. I'm not actually going to say very much because we've got quite a full morning, probably. And I just really want to say, first of all, thank you so much, Bunty, for being willing to come along this morning and be with us on this international event, which is quite an which is quite an historic occasion. So it's fantastic that, Bunty, you've found the time to come along, and I'm so pleased that you've been well enough this morning to come and be with us. So thank you very much, Bunty. And, I've got something. Before I say anything much about Bunty, I was in India at the end of last year, and one thing about being in India was it helped me understand Bunty a bit more, because I was very taken by a certain kind of formality that happened there, and I realised that formality and ritual are very close together. And that sometimes in a Western, I don't know quite where it comes from, but maybe sometimes we want to throw formality out of the door and we end up throwing ritual out of the door with it. So I felt when I went to India, I gained a little bit more of an understanding and appreciation of formality as ritual. And one of the things that happened in all the talks that I gave in India, as well as being garlanded, et cetera, was that somebody would often sing a song or do something as a kind of formal way of greeting the welcome guest, the kind of blessed, revered guest. So this morning I'm going to ask one of our Indian brothers, Karun Asura, to come up and on behalf of all of us just do exactly that.